USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue teams in Dallas are sorting through the rubble of an apartment building after a crane collapsed on top of it during high winds that reached speeds close to 70 miles per hour. One person was killed, two are in critical condition, and three were hurt seriously. The crane tore a rip through the Elon City complex just east of downtown. Cars in the parking garage were crushed. Many of the apartments were destroyed by a tall crane, as Dallas Fire Rescue Jason Evans explains.
The height itself is pretty significant. We only hope that what we found up to this point is where the damage and where the impact stops.
Kindred Carroll lives in the apartment complex and says apartment staff are calling each resident to check on their safety.
So they gave me a call and asked that I meet here or either communicate on a resident portal.
Authorities say more people may be in the rubble. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee will consider this week whether to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt. Chairman Elijah Cummings has scheduled the vote after Ross and Barr missed the deadline to produce documents related to the 2020 census. A man accused of planning to attack Times Square in New York City has been arrested and is being held without bail. The FBI keyed in on suspect Ashraquil Allah based on suspicious social media activity and reached out to him last August. WCBS-TV's Maurice Dubois has more.
Alam is accused of buying guns with filed-off serial numbers and also seeking to buy a suicide vest and grenades to hit Times Square and possibly even Washington. Police also say he talked about killing police officers and government officials. The federal judge called Alam a danger to the community. Neighbors say Alam is from Bangladesh and mostly kept to himself.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A huge merger in the aerospace sector could be announced this week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The merger would create one of the world's biggest aerospace and defense companies. The Wall Street Journal reporting that aerospace giant United Technologies is nearing the deal to merge with U.S. defense contractor Raytheon. The companies reportedly have a market value worth over $160 billion and could announce an all-stock deal as early as Monday. Raytheon is the U.S. military contractor that makes the Tomahawk and Patriot missile systems. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to go to space? USA's Rick Vincent reports you'll have to be wealthy and healthy.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year, that according to NASA's Chief Financial Officer, Jeff DeWitt.
NASA is opening the International Space Station to commercial opportunities and marketing these opportunities as we've never done before. We're announcing the ability for private astronauts to visit the space station on U.S. vehicles and for companies to engage in commercial profit-making activities on the station.
A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.